Ramsey TV.
You're right. You know, somebody handed me a paper. I think it was this gentleman. It sounds like somebody. He said we were, people have been submitting questions online. And I said, well, that's cool. I don't know how they did it, but he goes, and I put a list, you know, under your scripture. So if you want to go through somebody's questions, that'd be great. I got back to the hotel. I got back to the hotel room and what the heck? This is awesome. And I looked at the first one and said, how important does a person have to be before they are considered assassinated instead of just murdered? What? I'm thinking, well, that's legit. You know, I don't know. Maybe you just have to be a political figure. I don't know. I figured it was a question about the Antichrist or something.
Was that you?
But then I got to the second question. And it was, what disease did cured ham actually have? Okay. I've been played. Why does Goofy stand erect while Pluto remains on all fours? They're both dogs. Wow, I don't know. Let me look at my scriptures. Pluto.
The book of Hezekiah.
Yeah. But this is a truly deep question that I would like to pose this before the group because I can't handle this alone. Why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets? Is there ever a day that mattresses are not on sale? These are just the highlights here. And then, there was some good stuff here. And then as I went through this, I found one person's comment here. And I thought, wow, this was an online survey. I guess my goal for 2020 was to lose 10 pounds. Only have 14 pounds to go. A recent study has found women who carry a little extra weight live longer than the men who mention it. That's good. So, here we go. Anybody has any comments about that?
The retrospective part, where when we become part of the body, we will then have the knowledge. When we are completed with Christ, then we will have the knowledge of His creation. You know?
Yeah.
And we will be His full representative.
Yeah.
And we will be partakers in His death. 100%.
But we're partakers of it now, but
right.
We'll then be, right, it'll all be perfected.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is calling what is not as though it were, right? The prolepsis thing.
Like when they give you a raise retrospectively and they go back 2 months and pay you that extra money.
Yeah, what do they call that? Back pay? No, there's another word for it. What is it?
Well,
retroactive. Yeah.
Retroactive,
right. Oh my gosh, that's a great point because... And where is it? In Song of Solomon, or is it Proverbs, when Solomon's just griping about everything? Ecclesiastes.
Oh, yeah.
He's griping about everything, legitimately. And one of his gripes is a gripe I have. And it's that good people don't get recompense for it, and bad people go to the head of the class. I'm paraphrasing the man. But the idea is the wages that Christ would pay us, they're all deferred to a future payment. We're going to get a lump sum payment. I kind of like it if it got doled out. I kind of like it. Give me a little resurrection power as I go. No, you're not getting nothing. And in fact, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to give the people, the goofballs, I'm going to give your enemies, I'm going to give the enemies of the cross of Christ, I'm going to give them the money and the advantage and the fame and the notoriety. I'm going to give them that. But you have the truth, and I'm going to keep you down here like little David, you know? Well, you know, but you're going to get a lump sum that you're going to blow your mind, son. You're going to get a lump sum payment. So all this recompense that we have coming is deferred. I can't remember the verse there in Ecclesiastes, but it's a really good lesson about all this stuff is deferred to the future. All our rewards are deferred. God, remember, what's that verse in Psalms? God,
the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
That's why I'm glad my last name starts with Z. Yeah. So, yeah, we're all going to get it in one lump sum. It's going to be a big a big payoff. In the meantime, we have just have faith that it's coming. It's coming, you know, even though we see it by faith, eyes of faith, that's it. Any other comment about that particular message? Or can't quit early, we got 6 minutes. Come on.
Very exciting stuff.
What?
Very exciting stuff.
It's exciting stuff, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting stuff, but this is what's going to happen, dude. This is going to happen. I'm going to go to my room, and I'm going to put my card on the door. Ah, damn it, why don't the door open? Hey, it starts up, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm back into the world. I'm coming from this pinnacle of amazing power, and I got to go to my room. Like, what the freak? I got to go to the desk and get a new key. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They, what the hell? It's so frustrating. Why? Why? Why can't I maintain this?
Because it's retroactive.
Yeah, it's retroactive. Dave, yeah.
We kind of talked about this on the way from the airport, but maybe you could just touch on a little bit. With what's going on in the world, and we're hearing all these different philosophies and Christian things, we
yeah.
hope that what you're saying is true.
About the timing of Christ's return, well, the snatching away?
Yeah. Even there's a snatching away.
Yeah.
That what we're hearing...
This is so funny because everybody comes up to me and they say, hey, Marty. So you think time's short, right? Time's short. I'm going. Yeah, I really think so. But this, I don't know. Many of you, I've come up to you. I go, hey, Greg, how you doing, Greg? I said, you do think the time's short, right? I'm saying it. The time's short. You're saying the same thing, or am I crazy, right? Time's short.
2.5 minutes.
Yeah. So.
We might not finish out this hour.
We got 5 minutes.
Amen.
We got 5 minutes.
Well, 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
Right. Make a prayer circle.
This is make a prayer circle, right?
Pentagon's word.
What?
Prayer Pentagon's word.
A prayer pentagon, yeah. Oh, no, prayer pentagons are very dangerous. Prayer circles. God only pays attention to the prayer circle. Oh, what about the prayer parallelogram? Don't get me started on that. No, but yes, I mean, and somebody, I forget who it was, said to me during the dinner break, said, Greg, it was you. It's the speed of things. It's the speed of things, the acceleration of events, of the complexity of life. I mean, that is number one for me. And it goes back to Daniel. I think it's chapter 12, what he says, in the last days, knowledge will increase. Yeah. And I'm telling you, the number one proof that we're in the last days and that this is it, baby, and there's nothing else coming after this, is that from the time of Adam until, say, I don't know, 1865, we've just seen a flat line of technology, of information, of complexity, of destructive power, and people were riding horses in the days of Adam. People riding horses 5,865 years later. And since that time, the Industrial Revolution, I guess, was the end of the 1700s. But since that time, we've seen a curve like this up till like 1959, 1960. And at that point, it's going like this. And knowledge is being compounded hourly with computer technology and everything.
AI.
And AI, the whole thing. And it's, you know, I got some scary information today about how things are really happening. And we're on a crash course. And just for people who say that this day is like any other day, everybody said that these are the last days. When you look at this and you realize how long this went where nothing changed, I mean, really, nothing changed. And then all of a sudden, okay, maybe you see a little at the Industrial Revolution here, and then we get to the 1900s, and then boom. And I believe that it was the sign of September 23rd, 2017, that Revelation chapter 12, the constellation, Virgo, the sun at her back, the moon at her feet, the Jupiter and everything, I think that was so legit. And I think that was a signpost where God said, it's really going to speed up now. It's really going to speed up now. Hold on. It's really going to speed up now. You're going to need a conference or two just to keep your heads together, just to be with each other, to console one another, because it's going to get rough. It's going to get scary, and it's going to go fast, 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 fast. And that confirms what John said in the unveiling of Jesus Christ. The things that will occur swiftly, he says, swiftly. And when these things start happening, I mean, look for major earthquakes. Major earthquakes now. Major earthquakes, like. There's going to be, yeah, that's one of the signs that our Lord talked about. So look for that. I mean, I'm no big prophet. I'm not any kind of prophet. I'm just saying the Lord predicted earthquakes, and we're in crunch time, and we're also, you know, like 5,993 years from Adam. And that's how God marks time, years from Adam. He doesn't mark it that this is, you know, 2023. This is 5,993, 6,000 years from Adam. That's another whole other topic altogether about this one ratio. 6 days of creation, 1 day of stopping, 6,000 years of man's rule, 1,000 years of peace on earth. So we're not imagining this is what I want to leave you with tonight. We're not imagining this. We're not imagining it. There comes a time in history where things happen. Israel looked to get out of Egypt for 300 years. We're never going to get out of here. We're never going to get out of here. They're praying and praying. Lord, deliver us from bondage in Egypt. 300 years went by. Generations went by. And then the one day came where this grungy-looking guy wanders in from the desert and says, "Let my people go." The day comes. They're looking for the Messiah. Hundreds of years. And one day, the angel Gabriel visits a woman named Miriam. You're carrying the Messiah. The day comes. And Ananias. And that other chick, where they were at Jesus' dedication on the eighth day. Those two. Because they followed the times. They knew the seasons. They read Daniel. They knew of this 490 years given to Israel. They knew that Christ was going to be there. These things happen. There's a day when it happens. There was no such thing as the evangel of the grace of God. No such thing. And then one day this crazy Pharisee was going out to find people in other cities to persecute them who were believing in the way, to make a name for himself in Jerusalem. And there was a time, noonday, when that man was apprehended. A day that it happened. There's a day. It was a Tuesday. I'm just saying, it was a Tuesday. You know what day the flood started? It was Thursday. You know what time it was? 3:35 p.m. Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know, but... I'm trying to make a point, you know? There is a day and a time. I had you, didn't I? But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to thrill you with that. Because it's true, I just don't know it, but there was a minute when it wasn't raining, and then it was raining. And then it didn't stop raining for 40 days and 40 nights. It was a day when 8 million people were killed.
Billion.
8 billion. Did I say million?
You said million.
8 billion people were killed. Thank you for the correction.
It happened in the year 1656
F.A. Yeah. The year came. It was appointed. And so God has a track record of being accurate and true. Do you know what that means? There's a day the snatching away is going to happen. On a Friday at 1:30 in the morning.
According to 2 Zender chapter 1.
According to 2 Zender chapter 1, 62. It's going to happen. And like my friend Matt Rohrbach said, blew my mind when he said this. He says, "Hey, Martin, you know, when we were kids and we looked forward to Christmas and we never thought Christmas Day would get here. And then it finally got here and then it's the next day and we can't believe it." He says, "One day we're going to talk about the snatching away in the past tense." The past tense. That blew my mind. Because we're so always talking about the future. You remember when we were snatched away? Wouldn't that be a nice conversation?
What were you doing when you were snatched away?
What were you doing? Yeah. I remember exactly where I was when I was snatched away. I have a feeling God's going to make sure we're all in the shower. Not together. Come on. Not together. Maybe together. I don't know.